This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Justice is coming for the Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Justice is coming for them. It's coming for them on their lies about the Chinese Wuhan virus. It is a hoax. The numbers are all a hoax. You are getting fleeced. $39,000 to hospital systems who will put one checkbox that says, this person died of the Chinese Wuhan virus, a.k.a. COVID-19, the coronavirus. It's a money grab. Talked the other day, I told you, Democrats know how to create money. They create chaos, which creates money. This is a flu bug. How much do hospitals get for treating the flu? You think they get $39,000 per patient to treat the flu? No. You think they get $39,000 to put your checkbox that you died from a heart attack or heart disease or stroke or whatever? No. COVID-19. Check that box, and the cha-ching, the cash register opens, and your tax dollars get funneled over into a system, a broken system, a corrupt system, a system full of fraud and waste that leftists depend on. They love the chaos. They want the chaos. They need the chaos. I'm just telling you what you probably know intuitively. Maybe you didn't know that they're getting $39,000 for a patient that dies from COVID-19. It's part of the so-called PPE packages and all these other things. The $2 trillion they got ripped out of the economy. Who did that money come from? Where'd that money? We print that money. You know what? Whether we print money or it's taxed or whatever, it's coming from you. If it's devalued, if they print $2 trillion and our economy is worth $20 trillion, the money has been devalued by 10%. It isn't like every dollar you have in your pocket is now worth 90 cents. It's not anything mystical or magical here. Now, Trump has avoided that for the most part. He's saying we can make this up with a quick productivity burst, but you can't if it's all fraudulent. And there's a lot of fraudulent stuff. Luckily, he will be digging into this. He'll be looking at the Harvards who have $40 billion and get $9 billion and other institutions like the Ivy League schools and many other colleges and universities that have large endowments that got money. Your tax dollars. For what? Why did Harvard need $9 million? Why would they even apply? They got $40 billion in the bank. Oh, we don't want to touch our money. That's our endowment. Well, you are endowed to use it. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Justice coming, folks, on the lies of Wuhan, but it's coming elsewhere, too. It's coming in the form of the attempted coup on Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, we're going to definitely cover some of that today. After 2 weeks of obstruction, Democrats finally agreed to more funding for the payment. I think they call it the Paycheck Protection Program. The Democrats' delay cost people jobs. It cost people their homes, their cars, their livelihoods. It cost them, and sometimes skipping meals, not having to be able to get medicines. All the things that happen when you're broke. Intentionally broke by Democrats. They don't care, but hey, they passed it. I don't know what's in it. I don't know what other things were given away. All I know is I know what the Democrats wanted, and if the president signed this bill and gave them anything more than they'd already gotten, like this $25 million for a museum or some art thing or the Kennedy Center? Really? Or to give Congress another raise? This is what you want to use this pandemic to do? You want to make us believe you care about us? Come on, Donald Trump. You made a comment that you wouldn't sign any other bills that were laden like that. How about you start calling people out and doing what you normally do when things don't go your way and start saying, here's what Pelosi did. Now, to his credit, he called Pelosi out. He called her out. To his credit, his team is now demonizing Pelosi for standing in front of that $24,000 refrigerator and talking about her $13 and a pint ice cream. Good for him. But we need a lot more of that. We need him calling all these guys out. We need an attack engine on every one of these Democrats that reaches the low-level people. That's what we need. 2 weeks of obstruction. I talked about the Chinese are going to have to pay for this, and I told you in a previous broadcast that you'll start to know when the propaganda war is being won, when the shift goes away from Donald Trump. You'll see people, they're fighting right now, putting people back to work, but they're losing that battle. But the big shift becomes when we finally start pointing our finger at the real culprit here. Because does it really matter if it was an accident that the Chinese leaked this thing all over the country? That would be like saying it's an accident that the oil companies spilled oil into the ocean. What happens during that time? What happened when the Exxon Valdez spilled all that oil? Exxon got penalized. They had to do the environmental cleanup. They then had to pay a bunch of people. What happens when some chemical company leaches lead into the ground and suddenly there's a cluster of people with, you know, three ears? They got to pay. They get sued and they have to pay. Even if it's an accident, it could be something that they didn't even foresee. They got to pay. Well, guess what? Chinese. Starting to happen. Marsha Blackburn introduced the Stop COVID Act to Congress. It's going to hold China financially and legally responsible for their lies. It will allow Americans to sue China in U.S. court and seek compensation for the harm caused by the virus. Now, is it going to go anywhere? I don't know. A lot of people being paid off by China. But the fact that we have somebody that's got the guts now to bring it up is one thing. I think the United States government should just sue China and say, we want our $2 trillion back. And that money is put back into the treasury because we've already given it out to folks and business as usual. I don't know how it all works, but I know this. I predicted that this day would come when somebody would say, we got to point the finger where it belongs. And the Democrats fought this tooth and nail. Don't say China. Don't call it the Chinese Wuhan. Don't do it. Everybody who said that, look to see if they were on the payroll for the Chinese. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. Glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Can you imagine if everybody who lied, everybody who was part of the conspiracy to make the Chinese Wuhan virus a badder thing than what it was, were sued, were to have to come to court and explain themselves? I don't care whether it's Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, whomever. Anybody promoting this stuff, governors that knew stuff, anybody who had an active role in promoting this type of thing, the CNN pundits that went on TV and lied, everybody. We have clips of them. They all went out. The people who said things like, oh, get out into the streets, into the, you know, it's no big deal, and knew it was no big deal, Nancy Pelosi and others who now blame President Trump for this. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I didn't forget who I was. I know I hemmed and hawed a little. Welcome to the... who am I? I didn't pull a Joe Biden. I know who I am. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. But honestly, look at the amount of lying that's gone on. The WHO. Oh, it's not a virus that can spread through humans. It's only spread through animals. Species to species. Lie. And then we'd get, oh, it can be spread. Donald Trump says, stop the travel ban. He shouldn't stop the travel ban. He's a racist xenophobe. Liar, go to court, pay the fine. Then the people that go, it could have been stopped sooner. He should have done it sooner. Liar, go to court, pay the fine. Then those that said, hydrochloroquine, it doesn't work. President Trump is saying that he can do things that not. He's not a miracle worker. Chloroquine, hydrochloroquine, or whatever it's called, works. I'll get it out. Trust me. It works. You that lied and said it didn't, go to court and pay the fines. You know, you who lied about the numbers. Oh, the numbers of people who are impacted and infected, is this number and the death rate. Is it 4%? You lied. Go to court and pay. Those who said, the number of people who are infected is not as high. Is not as high, but the death rate is. I know it's the same thing, but I'm saying there were people that weren't reporting the real numbers of how many people were really infected. And I'm not talking about when the death rate got adjusted down to 1%. I'm talking about the many more that have been on the list that they say don't even know they're carriers. Why would they not tell you that there are hundreds of thousands of people out there who are carrying a virus and don't know? If it's so infectious and it's so deadly, why wouldn't they tell you that? So we would all get tested and know, because they knew it was more benign than they let on. Go to court and pay your hefty fine. The number of people who are lying and telling you the death rate is much higher. The people that are dying from coronary disease, high blood pressure, hypertension, whatever, and they're marking them as COVID-19, a.k.a. Chinese Wuhan deaths, should go to court and have to pay a hefty fine. Anybody caught lying on a medical form that checks that box, that without 100% certainty knows that that person indeed died from Chinese Wuhan, should be forced to go to court and pay fines. Am I making myself clear here? These are nothing but a bunch of liars promoting this lie. Anybody who is stopping America from going back to normal, normal being a hefty, robust economy where we have job choices and we are thriving, we are pursuing happiness. America is being America. Should be have to go to court and pay a fine. Any governor who bucks the president based on everything I just told you, which these are the facts, that these people have lied about this virus to scare Americans. Anybody who has directly or indirectly participated in somebody becoming more hooked on opioids, alcoholic, the suicidal thoughts, depression, should all be held accountable and have to go to court and pay their fines and on and on. Are you getting it? I think you're getting it. It's Kevin Jackson listening to you, folks. Missouri is suing China over the coronavirus impacts. I mentioned earlier Marsha Blackburn introduced the Stop COVID Act, where she would allow people to sue the Chinese. But Missouri is suing the Chinese government and other top institutions for the role they played in the coronavirus pandemic and its effects that it had on the state, accusing the country of covering up information, silencing whistleblowers, and doing little to stop the spread. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt has made this announcement. At least 6,100 people have been confirmed to have the virus in Missouri. 229 died, according to the numbers from Johns Hopkins. Schmidt, in his official role as AG of Missouri, filed a lawsuit in federal court in the Eastern District of Missouri. The first of its kind lawsuit claims Chinese authorities deceived the public, suppressed crucial information, arrested whistleblowers, denied human-to-human transition in the face of mounting evidence, destroyed critical medical research, permitted millions of people to be exposed, even hoarded personal protection equipment, then caused a global pandemic that was unnecessary and preventable. Now, legal experts say they got an uphill battle because China has sovereign immunity. CNN has reached out to the Chinese government for comment that they will not get. Now, do you think that the AG of Missouri is doing this because he expects to win? No. He's doing this because He wants to make sure you know where the guilt lies. Governor Parsons is the governor of Missouri. I've met him. Nice guy. Some people say, oh, Kevin, he's whatever. I met the guy, and on a project that we're working on, which is to bring put people back to work, he definitely is on top of it. His office is super responsive. That's why people say, oh, he's sending me. I go, great. That may be your experience with him. That's not my experience. I call the man. He's got somebody on the phone. Within minutes. Kevin, here you go. Same thing with Governor Holcomb in Indiana. I call the guy, say, Governor Holcomb, blah, 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 blah. Boom. Staffer's on the phone with me within minutes. Because we have reasonable things to talk about. Anyway, A.G. Schmidt out of Missouri will be one of many AGs who does something similar. They want to put it on the record that the Chinese government is the reason that their states are suffering. Governor Parsons now, he's covered. You want to talk about economic impact? He'll say, well, because we cannot sue the Chinese government, I can't recover the money that it costs for us in this shutdown. They're also given a rationalization. I'm talking about narratives here, people. I'm talking about winning the propaganda battle. See, the left has a propaganda battle. You have a truth battle. And the truth is, this Chinese propaganda, supported by leftists, impacted the state of Missouri. He should have added the Democratic Party to that. Then it would have been more fitting. He should have added CNN and MSNBC and all the leftist fake news media outlets that led into this stuff. He could have easily done this, and he would have been 100% correct to do it. So kudos to him. Kudos to A.G. Schmidt for bringing up the obvious. China needs to be held responsible in one of these days, and one of these ways it will be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. The president also clarifying his comments from yesterday's briefing about injecting disinfectant.
I was asking the question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Now, disinfectant for doing this maybe on the hands would work. And I was asking the question of the gentleman who was there yesterday, Bill, Because when they say that something will last 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours, but if the sun is out or if they use disinfectant, it goes away in less than a minute. Did you hear about this yesterday? But I was asking a sarcastic and a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room.
Dueling protests taking place in Georgia as Governor Brian Kemp says some businesses can reopen, but they must follow strict health guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tucked away in the latest coronavirus relief package bill was a provision that allows the House to approve a select committee, 7 Democrats and 5 Republicans, to figure out where the money went to investigate how federal dollars are being spent, U.S. preparedness, and the Trump administration's deliberations regarding coronavirus. Republicans, including Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, believe this committee was not needed.
8 different entities doing oversight, but the Democrats want a 9th. Why? This is just a continuation of the attack that the Democrats have had on the president for the past 4 years.
A study published this week by the Journal of American Medical Association concludes that 94% of coronavirus patients in the New York City area, the hardest hit region in the United States, were suffering from another disease other than COVID-19. High blood pressure and obesity affecting the majority of patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Gay Stud. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Gay Stud. Who? I mean, I gotta say this. Richard Grinnell is a stud. I've met Richard, or Ambassador Grinnell, who is now, I guess, the acting director of national intelligence. I've met him a few times. I like this guy, man. Not in that gay way. Richard is openly gay. But I like him as a dude who gets things done. Here's what Newsmax wrote about Richard Grinnell, the stud. After 2 months as acting director of the National Intelligence, Richard Grinnell has more than made his mark by carrying out President Trump's directions to make American intelligence more efficient and less political. Director Grinnell's success has infuriated President Trump's political opponents, who want U.S. intelligence agencies to continue to violate its mandate by meddling in domestic politics to undermine the president. I want to stop there for just a second and remind you what Chuck Schumer said. He said the spy agencies in America can get you 6 ways to Sunday. That's a threat to you, the American citizen, the people that pay their bills. They can get you 6 ways to Sunday. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. And I'm talking about an acquaintance of mine. I hope one day Richard and I can call each other friends, because I like this guy. See, what I like about Richard Grinnell is I saw him. The first time I ever met Richard Grinnell, I was at the Cleveland Convention 2016, the nominating convention for Donald Trump. And we saw each other across the way, waved at me, said a few words to him. Did not know this guy was going to be part of the administration at all. And so anyway, we had a chat. President Trump gets elected. Next thing I know, he's made ambassador to Germany. Go look at his record as ambassador to Germany. I challenge any ambassador to put your record up against Grinnell. I mean, this dude was a rock star. So when the president makes him the acting director of national intelligence, a position held formerly by James Clapper, that crook, lying scoundrel, part of the deep state swamp, I applauded it. Didn't know what his background was, whatever, but I know this, a guy that can get it done. So they said he hit the ground running. The first week on the job, by removing a top office of director of national intelligence, they call it the ODNI official, and requesting the intelligence behind a discredited January 17th intelligence community assessment on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. So what Donald Trump said was, I want you to dig in to how this all happened so that it can never happen to another president. Not for me. I'm exonerated. I'm done. But I want to make sure this never happens. So He later replaced the head of the bloated ODNI National Counterterrorism Center, announcing plans for staffing reductions, a move that will reduce the NCTC's overlap with the more capable CIA Counterterrorism Center. So here's Richard Grenell getting rid of the swamp rats, and then he says, wait a minute, we're doing double duty here. CIA already has this. We're going to cut the budget there. So he starts cutting staff. Says, Richard Grenell also reopened proposals under consideration for the past 2 years on how to streamline and reduce the huge ODNI staff, now in the thousands. In addition, Director Grenell set the groundwork for President Trump's decision to fire ODNI Inspector General Michael Atkinson, who helped investigate the Democratic impeachment effort last September when he informed Congress of a complaint against President Trump by a supposed CIA whistleblower. So what Grenell did, I just want to be very clear so you have an understanding of what this man is doing on your behalf. He is the Admiral Rogers of 2020. What Richard Grenell did was say, President Trump, this guy never should have made this thing go to the next level. There was no real whistleblower here, and you need to fire him, and here is your evidence. And let me tell you why right now this is a big deal. Because Congress, even some Republicans, are going, the president has to give us a reason why he fired Michael Atkinson. The president's going, I'd have to give you jack. But I'll tell you what I will do. I have the information. So keep pushing it. I'm telling you, I see a trap like nobody's business. Keep pushing it. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you your evidence. Watch it go away. You don't have to believe me. Google it. Google all the people who want evidence. Google Michael Atkinson, and you'll get all these stories. President summarily fires Atkinson. Congress wants to know why. Congress is asking why. Congress demands to know why. Watch it disappear. That will be a clue for you. Now, you've got a not lot of other clues out there circulating. John Brennan, under fire from John Durham. Clapper will be under fire soon. Grand juries definitely, not possibly, definitely been impaneled to look at all this other stuff. We've got newly, not necessarily declassified, but we've gotten a look at some of the other documents to show that the FBI knew with 100% certainty that the Steele dossier was discounted and bogus. They knew it. Jim Comey. All of them. So you got all this information, and you got a guy now, Richard Grenell, who's going into one of the biggest spy agencies we have, the Director of National Intelligence, and he's dismantling it. He's got people on alert. He's got them scared. Got rats jumping ship. Says Republican congressmen believe Atkinson was out of line making this referral because, one, the complaint was not an intelligence matter and was therefore not in Atkinson's jurisdiction, and two, the CIA officer was not a whistleblower at all, but a political operative who tried to help Congressman Adam Schiff and other Democrats manufacture a case for impeachment. Grenell's appointment as acting DNI was widely condemned by the foreign policy establishment, as well as current and former intelligence officers who claimed he would politicize the ODNI. But they were really concerned that Grenell would depoliticize American intelligence, uncover intelligence community's political efforts to undermine the Trump administration, and make the U.S. intelligence more efficient. Trust and believe, folks, when I tell you, this guy, Richard Grenell, is so competent that we are now going to get an intelligence community that is going to do nothing except work for the benefit of the American people, regardless of what president is in office, and you cannot be a political ideologue. And let me tell you what it's going to be full of. It's going to get full of conservatives. Because, see, conservatives can say to themselves, if the president of the United States is doing something wrong, or another conservative, I will put my political ideology aside. Leftists will not do that. And I've already explained it to you, but I'll explain it to some people that don't listen to the show often enough. The only thing that Democrats hold near and dear. It is their God. It is their religion. It is that ideology, the ideology that they must be right. That's it. They have nothing else. You have the ability to go, I can be wrong. Convince me. You have the ideology of morality. You have the ideology of ethics. You have an ethical moral core that speaks to a higher authority. Call it whatever you want. I'll call it God. That says, you know what? I answer to God ultimately, and I must do the right thing. Do you always do it? No. You can make mistakes. But you are aspiring to a higher power, to something bigger than you, and you understand it. It's inherent to you. You get it. You understand that you are nothing but vapor. You are a cog in the wheel of this big cosmic force, and you don't have all the answers, but you understand that something does, this higher power does. It's what makes you want to reach out and help somebody. It is innate to you to want to do the right thing, even though you don't always do it. Democrats don't possess that. They don't possess anything that believes in bigger than themselves. If they find the wallet, they keep it. They don't turn it in. They take the money. They toss it. They try to use the credit cards. That's what they are. That's what leftism is about. Let me get something for nothing. Oh, I know.
Kevin, I got a friend that's a leftist that would do the right thing.
Yeah, right. They do the right thing because they know you're looking or they want to get something for themselves. But they rarely do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. They can get mad at me all they want. They know I'm not lying. They know I have pretty much summarized leftists across the board. If you will do stuff that nobody ever knows. I have friends that have done things, and I find out through somebody. I'm like, they did that? What? And it's huge, and it has never been uttered out of the person's mouth who did it. Never. I'm talking about major things that have helped tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people. And they never say a word. Because that is what most conservatives do. And sadly, we're going to have to start talking about the things that we do and doing a little bit of bragging, because that's the only thing that's going to push these knuckleheads back. Anyway, Richard Grinnell.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talked the other day about the infringement upon your rights under the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the United States. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, I know. That's a bunch of gobbledygook there, Kevin. Nobody wants to hear about the Constitution. If you start using things like that, then people just turn off. And you're right, they do. But I'm going to tell you something. If you like getting back on the plantation, if you want to live like a slave, I can put it in those terms. Because that's essentially how you've lived. You've lived like a Russian peasant, lining up to go into stores. I was at the grocery store the other day. Some young girl, 20-something, cute girl, and she's got a mask on, and she's at the store, and I walk up to approach the door. You know, it's an automatic entry door, and she says, "Yeah, you can go in, sir." And I just looked at her and smiled. Gee, thanks for the obvious. What she was saying is, we have a count, and if the count is different, then I have control over whether you go in or you don't go in. Okay? You do for now, but people are starting to get wind of it. They're starting to sue. I mentioned the other day, in Connecticut, they're being sued. How dare you tell me I have to wear a mask? How dare you tell me I can't go to work? I can't do this. I can't go to the park. I can't go surfing. I can't go to the beach. I can't go for a bike ride. I can't get in my car to go see family. What level of lockdown? And over what? Give me the data that shows that people are dying in the streets. If I do this, it's going to be such a public nuisance and a public health risk that you got to do all these other things. As these municipalities write out tickets for people playing in the park with their kids or going for a jog in the mountains, the hills or whatever. It's ridiculous. We give up our rights so easily. And, you know, look, I told you guys, when this thing started, the Chinese Wuhan, I told you, I said, there's some fishy stuff going on here. I didn't realize it was the fish market, but I just said, this is a different type of virus that they're, the way they're talking about this. And you know what it was, my spidey sense was? How they were going to politicize it. I had no idea we were going to get to this. That there was something inside of me said, look, this isn't a normal flu. There was a part of me that looked at it from how it came out. Is it a bioweapon and all that? But it was, there's something going on. There's something sinister underlying how this is being talked about. And this is what came to pass. Essentially, you giving up your rights. People getting dragged off of buses because they didn't wear a mask. People being told, you can't go here. You can't do that. People are not able to do their jobs effectively because of this. People are saying, I don't have the materials to get work done at my house if you're being forced to work from home. Maybe you got a bunch of kids. Your job is telemarketing. You can't have kids in the background, dogs barking, birds chirping, whatever it may be. You can't work from home. Maybe you're just not good at working from home. Maybe your job requires you to interact more with people. Maybe there's that. They don't care. Just, you know, what about teaching from home? Oh, we've got it all. All you got to do is log on the computer and then the kids can do that. Really, it's that simple? Who can supervise that? If you're working from home, you're going to supervise that? What if you're not working from home? What if you just don't have the time? You're busy with other kids, younger kids. What? There's a million circumstances that would prevent you from being your child's teacher. I'm my kid's teacher right now. But there's a lot of things that would prevent this. You know, you don't have two people in the house, or you don't, you know, whatever. I don't know what your circumstances may be, but there are a lot of reasons. But yeah, they've essentially abrogated your rights. They cut them short, mitigated them, said, we don't care about the Constitution. We had a mayor or governor go, they go, Tucker Carlson, ask him, did you consult? Did you even think about the Bill of Rights? Did you consult with an attorney on this? I'll be honest, the Bill of Rights is above my pay grade. Really? The Constitution is above your pay grade. Don't you swear to it? To uphold it when you take your oath of office? You're swearing to something that's above your pay grade. If it's above your pay grade, how do you get to accept that office? It's like when Obama says abortion, making a decision on when a child is a child is above his pay grade. Really? You don't understand when an egg is fertilized by a sperm, that the moment of conception is when you become a human being. You don't understand that. That's above your pay grade. It's funny what's above leftist pay grade. Anyway, the Justice Department's considering taking legal action against governors who continue to impose stringent rules for dealing with the Chinese Wuhan, rights that infringe upon your constitutional rights, even after this crisis subsides. Attorney General Barr is coming to your rescue by saying, I see the game that's being played here. A governor can say, I'm going to say to heck with your constitutional rights because it's always going to be a pandemic. So to heck with you. Maybe a mayor, L.A. Mayor Garcetti. You know what? In L.A., I'm not going to let any concerts happen until 2021. I'm going to be the arbiter of everything that happens. I don't care what people say. I'll do what I want to do. Gavin Newsom can say, I'm going to do what you're not going to travel here to here. You're going to get a ticket. You're going to get a $1,000 fine for violating 6-foot space. That's what Michigan has. Their leftist government. And I could go on. This is who you want running your country, running your life. People that don't have an ounce of respect for your life, for you as a human being. Not an ounce. So here's what they go on to say. Blunt means to deal with the pandemic, such as stay-at-home orders, directive shutting down businesses, are justified up to a point, Barr said in an interview on Tuesday on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Eventually, though, states should move to more targeted measures. He cited the approach laid out by President Trump. We have to give business more freedom to operate in a way that's reasonably safe. To that extent, the governors don't and impinge on either civil rights or on national commerce. Our common market that we have here, then we'll have to address that. I know to read it is different because it's not coming across the way he actually said it. But he says Barr's comments come as the president and states are struggling and at times fighting with each other over the best strategy to deal with the crisis. Trump has stoked tensions, this person writes, with some Democrat governors who are dealing with protest against stringent social distancing rules, even as his administration backs guidelines that calls for states to open up gradually. Look, we're all okay with it. If this truly were a pandemic, the way they're describing it, not the ruse of the hoax that we know it to be, I would say I don't have a problem with rolling starts and, you know, not doing certain things right away just to make sure. But you know what they're warning of right now? The Democrats are so desperate. They're polling saying most of you want to stay home. Oh, you want to stay home, number one. And number two, when the winter season hits, more of you could die. You know why they're telling you that? They're setting you up for this? Because they want to be able to say, we're going to go back to the quarantine. And oh, by the way, send us that $39,000 for every flu victim that dies of the new dreaded coronavirus. Chinese Wuhan. These people are disingenuous to their rotten cores. To their rotten cores. They're setting the stage. Donald Trump's going to let people out. It's going to be too early. Oh, guess what? We're expecting another outbreak during the winter flu season, but it won't be flu this time. It's going to be the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. They've already set it up to be paid. They're getting paid. They're telling you. The polls say you want to stay home. You don't want to open the economy up. You don't want to go back to the new normal or the norm. You've got to get ready for the new normal, which is staying at home, listening to us. Don't dare do anything for yourself, because how could you know anything? You have no common sense. This is what these people are doing. They're setting us up. And A.G. Barr is going, nah. I'm going to pass federal mandates that say you cannot infringe upon an individual's rights. I don't know what the mandate will be, but it has to be something that says you better have proof. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I will sue the living daylights out of the government, out of the individuals involved in it, and I hope you feel the same way. If enough people file class action lawsuits against states and say, you ruined my livelihood, you have infringed upon my rights, you had no right to do it, you have no data, and by the way, I want to see the data. I want to see who produced it. We're going to analyze everything. And when I find out that I had a better chance of dying from an accident in my home than being killed by your stupid Chinese virus, then you're going to pay me. I covered this a while back. You got to learn how to fight for your right to partake. Isn't that what the Beastie Boys said? I'll leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.